Good morning. We are continuing our discussion of the prohibition of going to secular court, and we are now going to look at the other side of the coin. When is it permitted to go to secular court? There are a number of exceptions to the rule permitting a Jew to go to secular court. So we're going to focus today specifically on when there is a dispute between a Jew and a non-Jew. Can the Jew take that non-Jew to secular court? So we're going to start off with the Medrash Tanchuma that says, no, indeed you cannot. Asur li Yisrael lomar legoy, it's prohibited for a Jew to say to a non-Jew, lech imi la'arkos shelachem, come with me to your secular court. Shu over belav, this is in fact a lav in Isser to take a non-Jew even to the secular court. So in fact, now we're going to look at the tshuva of the Tashbitz. Just a little bit background on the Tashbitz. The Tashbitz itself was written by Rav Shimon ben Tzemach Duran. Also, he's referred to as the Rashbitz, who lived in Majorca and Algeria between 1361 and 1444 is when he passed away. So he wrote three volumes of the Tashbitz. Now, at the end of the Tashbitz, there's a fourth volume, which is called the Chut HaMeshulash. It's apparently written by three descendants of the Rashbitz that lived after his time. They lived in the 16th century in Algeria. So what we're about to discuss about is in the Chut HaMeshulash. That's the fourth volume in the Tashbitz, written by those descendants who lived, again, in the 16th century in Algeria. And they're talking about what was the custom in their time. Umash aholchim hayom im ha'akum la'arkos hu kedei lahatzil mi'adam. Nowadays, what we do is indeed, when a Jew has a dispute with a non-Jew, we do go to secular court because we have to have a possibility of literally saving our assets from their hand. We need recourse to them, and the only recourse that we have, says the Tashbitz and the Chut HaMeshulash, is to go to secular court. So he continues in the same vein a little bit later. Ladunim akum our koshal goyim, to go take them to secular court. Lohitiru, it's not mutter except if we have no other recourse. We have to matzil mehem dahainu. Now he defines what that means, to save it from them, that the non-Jew will not listen to our judgments in a beis din. We have no other recourse other than to go to secular court in order for us to get paid from them. However, he does say then accordingly that if the non-Jew will adhere to the beis din, and certainly if the non-Jew is requesting, when he has the dispute, he says to the Jew, let's go to the beis din, let's go to the Jewish tribunal to have them settle our dispute. Pshita sa'asur, it's obviously usur to take them to a secular court. And then he says, gives a little bit musr, proper musr, kal v'chomer, a Jew taking a Jew to the secular court, obviously prohibited, because even when a non-Jew is amenable to going to a beis din, there is a chiyuv to go to the beis din. So where we are right now is based on the Medrash Tanchuma. We cannot take a non-Jew to the secular court. However, we see that if we have no other option, indeed, based on the Tashbitz and the Chut HaMeshulash, it would be permitted to take a non-Jew to the secular court. However, if the non-Jew is amenable to going to the beis din, and certainly if he's the one requesting going to the beis din, it would indeed be required to go to the beis din. And just to jump forward to our generation, the Mishnah Halachas, who passed away, Rav Menashe Klein passed away a few years ago, Mashenahu Guachshav, that we are knowing nowadays that we do indeed go taking a non-Jew to the arkos, to the secular court. It's because, again, the same language which we saw in the Chut HaMeshulash, the non-Jew, lotzaise ledina didan, they don't adhere to our judgments, they will ignore our judgments, we're not going to get payment from them unless we go to the secular court. Accordingly, it is permitted to go to the secular court. So here we have heter number one, the first exception to the rule, when it is permitted to go to the secular courts. Just to mention one other point here, how about, and this is asked by the Mishnah Halachas, how about a Jewish attorney representing a non-Jewish client suing a Jew in the secular court? So it's, again, an orach din, it's an attorney representing a non-Jewish client, and he wants to sue a Jew in the secular court. Is that permitted? So the Mishnah Halachas brings this Tashbitz, and he says as follows, Hayotze lan mehanal, as we learn from this, Shem yatzeg nochri negid Yisrael, hahu machriach es Yisrael arkos, if this Jewish attorney would represent the non-Jew against a Jewish defendant and take him to secular court, he's forcing the Jew to go to secular court. And it's actually, that's not permitted. And he says even more so that if they would recover in the secular court, what they would not be permitted to recover in a Beis Din. For example, a Beis Din would require Eidim, and a secular court would not require Eidim. Hareyu bichal mazik mamon chaveru. This attorney is a mazik. He is committing a tort. He is damaging the Jew. And if he recovers more than would be permitted under halacha, he's a gazlan, he's a thief. So we see here indeed that despite the fact that a Jew can take a non-Jew to secular court, that indeed would be permitted if we have no other options. But for a Jewish attorney representing a non-Jewish client and suing a Jew in secular court, that indeed could be problematic. And a shaila indeed should be asked about this and all other issues that we are discussing. Have a wonderful day.